a topic in Gittin on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, which people often skim over. So I figured that the Rebbe's probably didn't cover it here. So I try to cover it. The topic of Taininon. That's in the Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Gemara in Cheskes Habatim and Baba Basra quotes the pasuk from Mishlei, Psach Picha Lo Ilan. So the simple reading of the pasuk is that a person who's unfortunate and can't take care of himself, so other people should take care of him. A person doesn't know how to talk, so help him out a little bit. So the Gemara says, in addition to the Poshim Shat in the pasuk, it teaches us the principle of Taininim, that if you have a Din Torah, and one of the parties was never really involved in the first place in the whole case, either the Yisoimim, the father was involved in monetary dealings, and the father died, and now someone's coming to collect from the Yisoimim, and the Yisoimim don't know what to respond. Someone comes to the Yorshim, and he says, your father owed me money, I want to collect. And they don't know whether he did owe money, didn't owe money. So they don't know what to taina. So the Gemara says, Tanina li Yisoimim, or the Lukuchas. Let's say someone borrowed money and he sold his field, and he went to collect the money from the loiva, and the loiva doesn't have any money. So the din is, if it's a milvah bishtar, you have a right to collect from the lukuchas. You go to the lukuchas, they don't know anything about the halvoah. Maybe it was paid, maybe it wasn't paid. They don't know the first thing about it. The Gemara says, toinim li yisaimim lukuchas, based on the din of, based on that posuk of psach picha l'ilam. So, before we get involved in the Tosfos, what would be a case of Tanina? So let's say if you have a milvah, there's a difference between a milvah bishtar and a milvah alpeh. Usually there are two differences, that a milvah bishtar, the loiva cannot say paraiti, because the malva says shtocha biyodi my boy, as opposed to milvah alpeh, the loiva is neman to taina paraiti. He'll be a kai for hakel, have to swear shua sesses, but basically he'll be believed to say paraiti. That's one difference. Then the second difference between milva alpeh and milva bishtar is whether you can collect from the lukuchas on it. Milva alpeh, you can only collect from the loiva himself or from the yisaimim. Rabbi Shmuel dam chavai, milva alpeh is goyvim in a yisaimim. Avalein is goyvim in a lukuchas. So let's say if the malva comes with Aiden that he lent money to the loiva. So if the loiva is here and he confronts the loiva can say paraiti, he's not meant to say paraiti, and I'll swear, shua says it's fine. If the loiva is not here and you come to collect from the yisaimim, so the yisaimim don't know what to say, so the bezin can advance the taina paraiti. So that's the original example, that's a normal case of taninim yisaimim. So on Chayshe Mishpat, the achrayim have a big discussion on this din. We have a machlokes amaroyim in the end of Bava Kama in the first parak. In Ksuvah, different places in Shas. What's the din of bori b'shema? What a bori yodif, a lot bori yodif. I come and I say, I lent you $100. And you say you don't remember borrowing the money. You're not sure. Remember, we were negotiating, we were discussing it, but you don't remember exactly whether it ever came to fruition, whether you really borrowed the money or not. So that's a machlokes amaroyim in the end of Bava Kama. We pass from the bori b'shema, a lot bori yodif lohotzi. That I cannot be Moitzi Momen based on the Tainus Bori, even though you say, I don't know. Even though you say, you don't contradict me. You say, maybe yeah, maybe not. You don't remember. So Bori is no good Lahotzi Momen the Yara Mukhsa. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, based on the Mishnah, one of the last Mishnahs in the end of Bava Kama, that's only if you say, any day in Halevi Sani. What if he says, any day in Praiticho? He says, I remember borrowing the money, but I'm not sure. I remember I once was carrying, I took $100 in my pocket specially to pay you after Shachris, and then I don't remember whether I ever paid the money or not. Any day in Praiticho. So then the Mishnah says, B'feirush, any day in Praiticho, you are chayv. So the Achronim are bothered with the kasha over here. What do you mean? Edom come to support the taina of the malva. They say, the malva lent your father. Father died. So they come after Shiva and they tell the Yisaimim, the Malva lent your father $1,000 and you have to pay back. So the Yisaimim don't know the first thing about it, so they don't know what to say. So Bezin advances a Tainina. So they say, Parua. The Bezin knows that it's Parua. The Bezin doesn't know anything. So the maximum that the Tainas HaBezin can be is Shema. Can't be a Tainas Bar, it's the Hataina Shema. So if the father himself would be alive and he would say, maybe I paid you back, maybe I didn't pay you back. He can't say, Lo Hil Beisani. The Edom come and they say that he lent them the money. So that they can't say lo yilosan. The only thing the father would have been able to taina is paraiticha. But if the father would be alive and we say any dam paraiticha, the father would be chayiv. So what does it help that Bezna dances a taina or paraiticha? Bez doesn't know. It's not a taina bar, it's a taina shema. So a taina shema, any dam paraiticha should be chayiv. So what does it help that you advance the taina tainina? That's the kasha that the achrayim ask. So they give three different answers. I think it's excise with an emi baruch, with an esivas. It's all on the daf and chayshim mishpat. But some achrayim say, no, tainin is a tainus bari. You got to understand, what do you mean a tainus bari? It shouldn't even be a tainus shema. Shouldn't even be a tainus shema. Tainus shema means, if I say I lent you $100 and you say, yeah, I remember, maybe, yeah, maybe you know, but you don't know anything. That's not even a tainus shema. So here the Bezdin doesn't even know that they don't have the foggiest notion about anything over here. So to say that it's a tainus bari, how can that be? So we got to figure that out. What does that mean? So some achrayim answer, no, tainin has the status of a tainus bari. It's not a tainus shema. Others say, no, it's a tainus shema. But that halacha, that any day in praiticho is chayiv, the Mishnah in the end of Bava Kama, that's only if it's a situation where havel lemeida. I'm dealing with the person himself. I lent you $1,000 and I say you want me the money. You say, I remember putting $1,000 in my pocket to pay you after davening, and then I don't remember what I did pay you. I'm not sure. Maybe I paid you back. What do you mean maybe you paid me back? You borrowed the money, so it's your responsibility to pay me back. So if you're a pasheya, that's not right that you say any day in praticha. So since it's havel lemeida, so then you say the Mishnah in Bava Kama applies any day in praticha, havel lemeida, then you have to pay. But if it's a case of any day in praticha v'loy havel lemeida, it's not his fault. He didn't have the response. He's not sure that he should know. So then any day in praticha would be potter. Just like Bar Vishem, any day in Hilvisani is potter. So any day in praticha would also be potter. Right. This is a major machlekes achrayim. If you look into it, it's a major machlekes arishayim. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik told us on one occasion that there was a period of time that when Talmidim would apply to the Balojan Yeshiva, so they had to give them a b'china to see if they knew how to learn, if they qualified to join. So there was a period of time that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to give the entrance examination. He was the bochin for Balojan Yeshiva. So each student who would say whatever mesichta he had learned, so they gave him a b'china and that mesichta. So those who had learned Bava Metzia, beginning of Bava Metzia, so Rav Chaim would always ask, what's the din of any day in praticha b'loi havel lemeida? He wanted to see if they knew how to negotiate. It's on the first daf in Bava Metzia. So Tosis with the Balamor, he wanted to see if they realize that it's a b'feirish machlekes arishayim. In Chosh Mishpah, they make a machlekes achrayim b'feirish. He said, if you look carefully, it's a machlekes arishayim also. By the Chenvani Alpin Kosa. The Chenvani, remember that case, Chenvani Alpin Kosa. A guy has workers who worked for him, and he owes them $100 a day. At the end of the day, he owes them $100. So he made a deal, they should go to a shop, and they should buy $100 worth of merchandise, and he'll pay the storekeeper. So the end of the day, the next day, the workers come to him, and they say, you owe us $100. And he goes to the storekeeper. The storekeeper says, you owe me $100 because the workers came to me and I gave them $100 worth of merchandise. So they both claim $100 from him. The workers say they never went to the store to get the merchandise. And the storekeeper says they did come. He says to the workers, it's any day in praticha. He knows that he owes them money. It's any day in praticha, but it's lo havel lemeida. He made a deal that they should go to the store and buy $100 worth of merchandise and charge it to him. As far as the storekeeper is concerned, it's any day in this chayafti. As far as the workers is concerned, it's any day in praticha, but it's any day in praticha, loy havel lemeida. So that's a beferish and machlekes rishonim. In that case, places with the balamar and other rishonim, where the meikar adin, so the Mishnah gives you, and Mishnah Shavuos gives you a takana the rabban. Gemara in the first half of Bava Metzia quotes a takana satanoim, and the Mishnah Shavuos by the chenvoni alpin kosa. So the rishonim there discuss what was the ikar din deraisa in such a case. That's any dam praticha vis-a-vis the workers, and it's lo havel lemeida because of the nature of the situation. So that's what some of the achrayim answer over here. That when the Bezdin is going to advance the taina of Pora on the Milval Peh, true, it's only a taina shema. How can you say, like the other achrayim, it's a taina sbori? It shouldn't even be a taina shema. The chiddush is that the Bezdin has a right to advance a taina shema, even though they don't have the foggiest notion about what happened over here. So Taina Shema, but Eidim Dem Praticha is only Chayiv if it's Havala Lameda. Allah Havala Lameda is Pot. And then there's a third answer that's given, I think, by the Imre Baruch on Chayishim Mishpat. Baruch Tam and Frankel, he always has, when you learn Chayishim Mishpat, he's fantastic. Imre Baruch is fantastic. He knew, he quotes every Shittim Kubetz that has something sharp to say. So he knew Chayishim Mishpat inside out. So he says, Becheskas Chiyuv is only when I come to the Loive. I lent you $100 and you admit that you borrowed $100 and you don't remember whether he paid it back. So you're Becheskas Chiyuv. But once the Loive dies and I'm coming to the Yorshim, so the Yorshim are not Becheskas Chiyuv. The Chiyuv, the Choyb Mammon is Becheskas Chiyuv, but the person of the Yorshim is not Becheskas Chiyuv. If it's true that the father paid before he died, then the Yorshim never became Mechuyiv in the first place. So the Imre Baruch claims that Eidem Praticha is Chayiv because the Gemara seems to say because Becheskas Chiyuv doesn't mean that the Chov is Becheskas Chiyuv. It means that this person is Becheskas Chiyuv. So since, with respect to the Yorshim, if it's true that the father paid during his lifetime, that they never became Mechuyiv in the first place, so they're not Becheskas Chiyuv. So these are the three answers that Achreinim give. So my impression was that if you look in the Rishonim, it seems to be a beferish and machlokes whether Taninan has the status of a Tainas Bari or a Tainas Shema. That's what I'd like to. This machlokes Achreinim, I think, is beferish here in these Rishonim. The bottom Tosfos is commenting. The bottom Tosfos is commenting on a Gemara in Bava Basra Dafayin. What's the topic that Tosfos is discussing? Tosfos assumes that it really does make sense to Taina Mezuyev in general. To say Tainina na Mezuyev. Let's say the Loiva died and the Malva comes with the Shtar to collect from the assignment. So would the Bezdin advance a Taina Mezuyev or not? So Tosfos first assumes it doesn't make sense to advance a Taina Mezuyev. Why not? Tosfos doesn't explain why not. So if you look in Bava Basra and Dafayin on the base, they do explain it. Here they left out one line. They left out the explanation. The Gemara in Bava Basra has the following discussion. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Ayin Omer Aleph, has this topic. What's the din? Hamafkid Eitzah Chaver B'Shtar. Hamalvus Chaver B'Shtar. If I lend you money and you give me a Shtar Choyiv, so you're not Nemet the Taina Perua, because Shtar Chav Yadi my boy. Sure, so you have to pay. What's the din of Hamafkir Eitzah Chaver B'Shtar? I gave you a Pikotin and I asked you to watch it, and you give me a Shtar that you're holding on to my 4-volume Shas for a month. Then it comes the end of the month, and I say, where's my Shas? And you say, Hechzarti. So I say, what do you mean Hechzarti? But I still have the Shtar. You gave me a Shtar that says that you're watching my Gemara, my 4-volume Shas. If it's true that you gave it back, you would have insisted that I should give you back the Shtar. Just like by a halvor, you're not nema the loive by milva b'shtar. The loive is not believed to say paraiti keneged milva b'shtar because the malva says shtochav yodim aboy. So the same by a pikodon, the shomer is not nema to say hechzarti because the mafkid says shtochav yodim aboy. Still holding on to the shtar. So that the Gemara knows the din. The Gemara wants to know. Gemara wants to know. What would the din be if the shomer, let's say you're a shomer chinam, so you're only chayv on pshi and not chayv on genev aveda aronsin. So let's say I come to you and I say, I gave you a pikud, my 4-volume shas to watch for me for a week. Where's my shas? So you say, true, I gave you the pikud, but nensu, a terrorist came into the yeshiva with a rifle and he said he's going to kill me unless I give him the shas. I gave him the shas. What can I do? I gave him the shas. So it's an einus. Einus gomba, so you potter. So what is going to help? I'm going to say shtar chav yodi, my boy. That doesn't contradict your taina. If you say nensu, so the shtar, the fact that I'm holding on to the shtar doesn't contradict that. So if you would have said nensu, if you would have said gnei v'aveda nensu, you're only a shemachinam, so then you would have been believed if he would swear. The shemachinam swears that it was a gnei v'aveda and einus, and then he's potter. So the Gemara wants to know, maybe even if you say hechzarti, maybe you should be believed with the migu of Nensu. That's the shaila that the sugi begins with. So he really shouldn't be believed to say hechzarti, just like a milva bishtar, the lev is not believed to say paraiti, because shtocha b'yonim boy. But maybe over here, by a mafkir etzel chaver bishtar, if he would have said then so, then the shtar doesn't contradict it, so maybe hechzarti b'migu the then so is neman. What's the shaila basically, whether migu b'makam chazok is good or not? That's a question that appears in different mesichtas. When the migu and makam ruba de leisa come on, when the migu is contradicted by a chazaka, is the migu acceptable or not? There's a tesis in the beginning about Bas and Daf Gimel. There are three different gemaras. One gemara says migu and makam chazaka is good. One gemara says migu and makam chazaka is no good. The third gemara says the migu and makam chazaka is an ibayd leiv shita. It's a stira, three way stira in the gemaras. So the shach and chayshim ishbud has at the end of simon pei base, he has all the klali migu. Goes on pages and pages klali migu. So he says that the best teretz on the Tosfos Kasha about the three-way stira, whether migu mamakam chazaka is good, is no good, it's fake adina. His best teretz is really what the Nemukhi Yosef said, that there are different kinds. Migu mamakam chazaka means there's a ruba de leisa kamon that contradicts the migu. So what is a ruba de leisa kamon? Is it 99% ruba de leisa kamon? Is it 90%? Is it 80%? Is it 70%? Is it 60%? Is it 51%? The different degrees of ruba de leisa kamon. So if it's a migu mamakam chazaka, 98%, so then the ruba de leisa kamon kills the migu. If it's a ruba de leisa kamon contradicted by if it's a migu that's contradicted by ruba de leisa kamon at 55%, so then the migu is good. And if it's a ruba de leisa kamon contradicted by 75%, so then the gemara has an abayit leishi. So that's how the Nemukhi Yosef says. It depends how strong the chazaka, the ruba de leisa kamon happens to be. Okay. So that's how it fits in with the rest of Shas. But on this daf, this is the shaila that they asked of Rav Chisda. What's the din? Hamafker etz chaver bishtar shouldn't really be believed to say hechzarti because shtar chaviyadi my boy. But maybe he should be believed because of the migu. If he would have said nenso, he would have been believed if he would take a shvuah. So maybe hechzarti migu and nenso should be believed. So Rav Chisda says yes. Omalei mehem. Rav Chisda passes that it is good, that this migu mabak mechazaki is good. So the Gemara says, name a kitanoi. Should I say that it's a machlekes hatanoim? Why? That's an ayin aleph on the base. Ayin on the base. That's the gemara that Tosfos is quoting over here. So the gemara says, if I give you, I'm not allowed to lend money beribis. So what if I would leave my money? I have $1,000. If I leave the money in the bank and go to a bank, I'd be able to get interest. If I give you the $1,000 a halvos, I can't get any interest. So I don't want to give you any halvos. I don't want to lose my profit from the money. So let's say if I give you the $1,000, I'll give you with the heter iska. What's a heter iska? Heter iska is a phony baloney. An iska is for real. So the Gemara talks, I give you the money as an iska. So I give you $1,000 and I say, it's usually assumed, the Gemara says like that, that palga milva or palga pikotin, half of the $1,000 is a halvor. So $500, you just pay me back the keren, you're not allowed to pay me a penny of interest. That's a halvor. And you're held responsible, Alvod, the loiva is chai b'yonson. Whatever's going to happen with the money, the loiva has to pay, but he only has to pay back the $500, the keren, and no ribbis. And the other $500, it's self-understood that you're going to invest that money for me in an intelligent fashion. You're my broker. You're my stockbroker. So I want you to take the $500 and invest it, and whatever profit will come... goes my way, I'm entitled to all of the profit. So that's why usually, let's say if I would leave my money in the bank, I would get, for argument's sake, I would get 10% interest every year. So if I give you $1,000, so I'd like also to get 10% interest, but you're not allowed to take any interest. So we'll assume that the iska that I'm giving you is palga milva, so $500 is a plain halvoa, no ribis at all. The other $500, I want you to invest intelligently on my behalf in such a way that you'll get me 20% dividends on it. It's hard to get a 20% dividend. Okay. So, Mimela, if I get 20% dividends on $500, that's the same as getting 10% interest on the full $1,000. But I'm not allowed to charge interest. I say, invest the $500 in such an intelligent fashion that you should see to it that I get 20% dividends on that. Then what happens later on if you invested it and you lost all the money? So the palga milve the loiv is chai b'yonson. The palga pikotin, if it's really true that the investment went bad, So he doesn't have to pay the $500 at all. Let's, instead of getting 20% dividends on it, he got 1%. So that's all I'm going to get is going to be 1%. So that's an iska. That's a real iska. That on the $500, whatever profit he'll get will go back to me. A heter iska, what they have today, the phony, the shtick, the heter iska. So that means like this. This is the agreement. And then the fellow says, the one who borrows $1,000 makes up with the malve that he shouldn't be believed to say that the investment went bad unless he swears on a stack of Sefer Torah in the presence of the two chief rabbis, which he probably will not want to do, which he probably will not do. And in the event that he doesn't swear, so then he's going to pay on the assumption that he did make 20% interest on the $500. And maybe I get my 10% interest on the $1,000. So that's what the heter iska is all about. A real iska is palga milva, he just pays me back the $500. And palga pikodin, whatever revach he makes on the $500, I get. If he gets no revach, if he loses the $500, I only get back the $500 alvo. They don't get anything back from the $500 of the pikodin. And if he does make revach, so whatever revach he makes, I get. And the heter iska, in quotation marks, the heter iska means that he makes an agreement with me in such a way that it makes it practically impossible. If it's impossible for him to be potter from paying, then it's not a heter iska, then it's a real fake. But if he makes it very difficult for himself to dray his way out, he says he'll only be believed to say that all the money went down the drain, the $500 of the pikodin went down the drain if he swears on a stack of Sifrei Torah, and he probably will not want to swear, and if he refuses to swear, then he's going to pay 20% on the assumption that he made 20%. So that's what we call a heter iska. Heter iska was always a question whether it's legitimate or not. Iska is in the days of the Gemara, they had iska. Iska, I may lose the whole $500 of the palga pikot. The palga milva, I can't lose a penny. The loiv is chai. Palga pikot, I may lose. The heter iska is always arranged in such a way that I'm probably not going to lose that. So that's why many gedolim were opposed to the whole heter iska. They said the whole thing is a fake. You're taking ribus.
If the loaf bakes 30%, he only has to give 20% to the malveh, because that was the arrangement, and then he can keep the rest.
Whatever they agreed to. No, whatever they agreed to. No, in the days of the Gemara, the palga pikodon, all the rebach goes to the malveh, goes to me. If it's 30% rebach, it all goes to me. And today they usually say, I'm giving you this money on the assumption you should invest it well, and I want you to see to it that I get 20% revach on that, and anything more than 20% you can keep. And in the event that you get less than 20% revach, or you lose the whole $500, everything goes down the drain, so then I only want to have to believe you that you lost all of my money if you swear on a Sefer Torah and so on. And in the event the guy refuses to swear, so then he agrees he'll pay as if he would have gotten 20% revach, in order to be potter from the swearing. So they tell, they have the story in the Maaser Rav HaChodesh, they have, there's an old Maaser Rav that has Hanhogas of the Vilna Gaon, and another associate of the Vilna Gaon wrote more stories. Some of them are overlapping, some of them are not contradictions, some of the other stories. And they say that one of the wealthy Balabatim in Vilna passed away, and the Dayan in Vilna had a dream that the Balabas was all green and yellow, and he's suffering in Gehenna. So in his dream, he asked the Balabas, you were a religious Balabas, why are you suffering Gehenna? So he says, they got me for ribbis. So he said, ribbis? What do you mean? You didn't use a heter iska? So the Balabas in the dream, he tells him, the Bezen Shalmaila, Bezen Shalmata holds me heter. Bezen Shalmata doesn't recognize heter iska. So they're punishing me for taking ribbis. That was the dream. So the Dayan mentioned this dream to the Vilna Gaon. So the Vilna Gaon, from that time on, he used to recommend that no one should use a heter iska, because you're going to burn in Gehenna. Because of the dream that the Balabas appeared. So the Vilna Gaon said, you should never use a heter iska, and if you really have to, you have no choice. Businessmen, a lot of times, use heter iska. He says, at least during the period of Yomim Naroim, we're always Machmar, Yom Naroim season, when Machmar and Pasakum and other things, at least Yom Naroim season, you shouldn't use heter iska. And what's the definition of Yom Naroim? From Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchas Torah. New definition. From Rosh Chodesh Elul to Simchas Torah. For sure you shouldn't use heter iska. Okay. So the Gemara quotes here, Mar's talking about a real iska, not a heter iska. Heter iska was invented in the 1400s, I think, 1500s. The Gemara's talking about a real iska that's really palga milva, palga pikod. The Gemara has a case, shtarkis hayotzi ala yisaimim, means that there was an iska and the father died. So how much can you collect from the Yisoymus? Everything is Bishtar. So Milva Bishtar is government Ayarshin. There's not, what are you going to say, Tanin and Parua? You can't say Parua against, the father couldn't have said Parua against the Milva Bishtar. So here from the Chai for sure, the Malva is going to collect. The Palga Milva for sure is going to collect. Charles, what about the Palga Pikotin? So the Gemara says, if you hold Hechzarti b'migu denensu is the Palga Pikodon, the Palga Pikodon. So if the father would be alive, the father could have either said Nensu, or he could have said Hechzarti b'migu denensu. Hechzarti alone is not Neman. Hechzarti against the Shtar, Shach of Yodah my boy. So the father, if he would have been alive, he would could have said Nensu, or he could have said Hechzarti b'migu denensu. The father is not alive. So the Gemara assumes Nensu is out of the question. Bezdin is not going to say Taninan on Nensu. And there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether you say Taninan and Hechzarti b'migu denensu. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the Machlekes, whether you hold up Rav Chisda or not. Chisda said on Ayin Omer Aleph, Hechzarti b'migu denensu is Neman, Migu b'makom Chazaka is Neman. And here it's a Machlekes, but Hechzarti b'migu denensu is Neman. So Tosfos and all of Rishonim ask on the Gemara, why did the Gemara assume that you can't say Taninan on Nensu? How do they start off like this? The Machlokes HaTanoim is whether Hechzarti b'migu denensu is good. Why doesn't Bezin Tain and Nensu? So Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara that Milsa de la Shchicha, you don't say Taninan. Nensu is very unusual that an Ainus occurred. So that's the premise, that's given in the Gemara. You don't say Taninan on Nensu. So what's the Machlokes? Whether the Malva collects only half, the Palga Milva, or it collects even the Palga Pikodin. So that's the Machlokes. If the father himself will be alive, would he be Neman to say, Hechzarti b'migu denensu? So Hechzarti b'migu denensu is good, so Bezin will advance Taninan on that. Hechzarti b'migu denensu is no good for the father, so Bezin can't Taina that either. But Nensu is out of the question because Milsa de la Shchicha loy Taninan. So Tosfos is bothered with the question, what do you mean? Milsa de la Shchicha loy Taninan. So you can't advance the Bezin, it's not going to advance a Taina of Nensu. So how can I advance a Taina of Hechzarti b'migu denensu? There's no migu. So Tosfos says, that's not a problem. Don't worry about it. What do you mean? Of course it's a problem. So that's what the Ramban Taina is. The Balamor there on Dafayinam Beis and Bava Basra spits out the whole pshat that Tosfos says. He attacks the Rif and he said, this is the pshat on the Gemara, exactly what Tosfos said on the Gemara. So the Ramban says, what is he talking about? If Nafal Eisad, Nafal Abinyan, where do you have a Migu over here? You only have Namonis on Hechzarti if you have a situation where you could have advanced a Taina of Nensu. But if you couldn't advance a Taina of Nensu, if you say there's no Taininan on Nensu because of Milsa Lo Shchicha, so there shouldn't be any Taininan on Hechzarti b'migu denensu. How can I read the Gemara like that? That's the Ramban's Taina. So Taka, what's the Machlekes over here, Tosfos and Ramban? Can you have how can you have Hechzarti b'migu denensu if you don't advance the Taina of Nensu? So it looks like it's a Machlekes, a fundamental Machlekes of Hashanah. What is Taininan all about? What is Taninan all about? The Ramban holds that Taninan means that Bezin is advancing a Taina. So if Bezin's hands are tied that they can't advance a Taina of Nensu, so they can't advance a Taina of Hechzarti b'migu denensu. And Tosfos and the Balamor hold that's not what Taninan means. Taninan, how can Bezin can't even advance? How can Bezin advance a Taina how can Bezin advance any Taina? It's not even a Taina Shema. Bezin doesn't know anything about what happened. So how do they open up their mouths? They can't even advance a Taina Shema on anything. So Tosfos assumes that the din of Taninan is not a din in advancing a Taina. You don't have the ability to advance a Taina. If you don't know what in the world you're talking about, you weren't even there. Taninan is a din in Psak Halacha. That usually when Bezin paskins on a din Torah, so they have to take into consideration all the information, all the facts, and all the Tainas that were presented. A possibility of a Taina that was never presented, so why should they take that into consideration? The man never advanced that Taina. So here, if the Loiva died, and you're coming to the Yorshim, and the Yorshim don't know anything about anything, they weren't involved in the whole monetary agreement, so the Bezin has to paskin considering the possibility that if the father would have been alive, he would have advanced this Taina. But it's not that the Bezin advances a Taina. Bezin is not advancing any Taina. So that's what Tosfos says. Even though you don't say Taininan on the milsa de lo shchicho. That's how they're reading the Gemara. You can't say tanina on ensu. That's how they assume that's given in the Gemara. You can't say tanina on ensu, but you can still say tanina on herzar to be migud in ensu. Because if the father would have been alive, he would have been able to say nensu. He would have been able to say herzar to be migud in ensu. And tanina doesn't mean that we're advancing a tanina. Bezdin doesn't know anything about advancing a tanina. Bezdin paskins the din Torah, keeping in mind the possibility that if the father would have been here, he would have advanced the tanina. So the father could have advanced the tanina of herzar to be migud in ensu. So the chora, that's the nekudas hamachlokes that the achrayim had, whether the taininon is considered a tainis bari or a tainis shema. According to Tosfos, you can say taininon is a tainis bari. It's a din in psak that you should paskin, considering the possibility if the father would have been here, what taina would he have advanced? He could have advanced a taina of adai, that hechzarti, not shema hechzarti, not shema paraiti, by a star, let's say milva balpeh of a halvor. So what the achronim had the whole machlek is when Bezdin advances the taininon of paraiti, does that have the status of any dam praiticho? Or does that have the status of vadai praiticho? So some, how can it be vadai praiticho? The answer is, Bezdin doesn't know what they're talking about. How can they advance a taina that's buried? The answer is, it's not that they're advancing a taina. It's that they didn't have to keep in mind the possibility that the father would have advanced that taina. The father could have advanced a taina that's buried. If he would have been here, could have advanced a taina that's buried. So I think that's the fundamental machlekes. So these two machlekes are really totally zeh b'zeh. The Ramban holds Tanina means that the Bezdin advances a Tanina. So that's why the Ramban holds that it doesn't make sense. How can Bezdin advance if Tosis would be right that Bezdin is not able to advance a Tanina of Nensu, so they don't have any Migus? How can they have them honest to say Herzai to the Migud in Nensu? And the Tosis holds that that's not it. It's not that Bezdin advances a Tanina. They can say Tanina on Herzait, even though they wouldn't say Tanina on Nensu. Tanina means you consider what the father could have advanced at Taina. So that's why Tosfos is not bothered with that Taina of the Ramban. And that's why the Ramban holds, Ramban disagrees with the whole premise of Tosfos. He says, from the fact that the Gemara says that you can advance a Taina of Herzait, the Migud and Nensu, it's a right that you even say Tanina on the Milsa de la Shchicha also. There's no difference in Milsa de Shchicha and Milsa de la Shchicha. And the Ramban there in Bava Basra writes that we have a tradition from the days of the Gaonim. The Gaonim write in their Tshuvas that they say Taninan on any and every Taina. Against Tosfos and against the Balamoya. You say Taninan on everything. If you wouldn't be able to say Taninan on Milsul Oshchich, so it wouldn't be Shach to say Taninan on Hechzar to be Migur in Ensu. The Shach Nechosh Mishpat writes, we have to give in to the Ramban. Ramban writes that he has a tradition from the Gaonim. So that has to be the Psak Alocha. So that's a Shach. Shach says La Alocha like that. But the Balei Tosfos hold not so. So I think this is all interconnected. According to the Shitas Balei Tosfos, the Taninon is going to turn out to be a Taina's Bari. According to the Ramban, that the Bezdin is advancing a Taina, not that they're keeping in mind the possibility of the father advancing a Taina. So according to the Ramban, the Bezdin advances a Taina. So it's going to be a Taina Shem. Maximum is going to be a Taina Shem. Can't become a Taina's Bari. The Chiddush of the Halacha, Psach Picha Le'ilim is that they have a right to advance a Taina Shem, even though they don't even know what they're talking about, even though they have no Sofik. They don't know anything about anything, they have a right to advance a Taina Shem. Hashem Ken Tosfos holds that the din of Taninim is a din in issuing a Psak. When you issue a Psak, you have a right to consider a Taina that was never advanced, because the fellow is not here to advance the Taina. So Tosfos says, if it's a Milsa de lo Shchicha, so that's not right, we should consider that. The Ramban holds, it's not that we're giving a Psak based on what he could have said. We're advancing a taina. So just like the father himself could advance a taina milsa shchicha, so Bezdin can also advance a taina milsa shchicha. I think all the three issues are totally zeh b'zeh. Whether you say tainina on a milsa shchicha, and whether tainina becomes a taina's bari, and whether you say nofala, you say nofala binyan, it's all totally zeh b'zeh. So if you look there in the Tosfos in Bava Basra, the whole premise of our Tosfos on the base of an aleph is based on that Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos assumed that the premise of the Hanoch and the Gemara is that Bezdin will never advance a Taina of Nensu because Milsa L'Shchicha Loi Tanina. So Tosfos said, just like Nensu is a Milsa L'Shchicha, so Mizuyif is also the Milsa L'Shchicha. Like Rashi writes on the next daf that the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about Kim Shtoris. The Gemara says, Kim Shtoris is only the Rabbanon on Gimel of an Aleph because Amar Eish Lakish So Rashi writes, why is it so? Because lechotz is finished lizayufin. It's a ruba the lace to come on that people are not going to be mezayif ishtar. So Tosis assumes a dover portion like that, that the taina of mezuyif is a very far-fetched taina. It's a milsa de loshkicha. So that's how they start off the Tosis. Just like the premise in the Gemara in Bava Basra is that a milsa de loshkicha like tanina by nensu, so what dinami a milsa de loshkicha like mezuyif is also like tanina. But then they get stuck. If you're going to say you never advance the taina milsa de loshkicha, so what's going to be if someone's going to forge a document that says they'll wait till someone dies and they'll come in the middle of Shiva, a gangster will come, and he'll forge a document signed by two witnesses, the whole thing is forged, and it says that the father gave me his house. So if you have, what kind of a tiny, the only tiny you can say against that is a mezuyif. What other tiny, you can't say herzarti. What are you going to say over here? The only tiny you can advance is going to be mezuyif. So Tosis says, Lushaf chai l'chol berion. If you're not going to advance, the tiny is mezuyif because you're going to be such a stickler, and the rules are the milsa l'shchicha lo taninon, so people, criminals, will get away with murder. They'll be able to forge. So Tosis says, okay, in such a case, you have no brera, so then you'll have to advance. You have to save people from criminals. So then you'll say you have to advance the taina of mezuyif as well. But in principle, they think that you really shouldn't advance the tainus mezuyif because it's a milsul l'shchicha. Just like nenso is a milsul l'shchicha, so to mezuyif is a milsul l'shchicha. That's the Tosis Beferish in Bava Basra. Our Tosis is missing a few lines. If you read the Tosis in Bava Basra, they present it more bishlei musay. There is a famous discussion in all of the literature of the recent Rashi Yeshiva. Baruch Be'er has this, and Eben Ozel has this, Rav Moshe Feinstein has this also in his Sefer, and Bob Mitzi, and many others from the recent Gedolei HaTorah, they all have this discussion. What's the nature of the Takana de Rabbanim? In HaTorah, the din is, like Rish Lakish, that Eid Machsim al Ashtar, Nasa Kimisha Nech Gredus and Abezin, and Ashtar doesn't need any Kiyam Ashtar. And with the Rabbanim, you need Kiyam Ashtar. So why is that? Why is that with the Rabbanim, you need Kiyam Ashtar? Did they make a takana de rabbanon? In Minatora, let's say I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, and you say mezuyif. So Minatora, there is no such thing. I have a shtar, so you got to pay. We ignore your taina that it's mezuyif. And with the rabbanon, if you scream that it's mezuyif, if you agree that the shtar is authentic, so you just made a hadras, but then you are mekayim the shtar. You mekayim the shtar, so you got to pay the money. Okay. But if you taina that is mezuyif, so then I have to be mekayim the shtar to be able to collect the money. So that's what the Gedolim discuss. What's the nature of that din that midirabbanu we require kiyam ashtar? Is it because midirabbanu we declare that a shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa bialma? It's not called a shtar. Kozman, you didn't make a kiyam. But he say no. It's not that it's chaspa bialma. Midirabbanu shtar sheni mekuyim is a good shtar. Midirabbanu is also a good shtar. But what if I would come with two witnesses who testify that you owe me money? So you're going to tell the eight witnesses you're lying. So Bezdin will laugh. What do you mean you're telling witnesses you're lying? You're the Baldover. If you have two witnesses who tell the other two witnesses you're lying and they're fighting with each other, so that's trey. But if I have two witnesses say you borrowed money, you're going to look at the witnesses in the eye, you're going to say that they're lying. So you don't have the money to say that they're lying. So what if I bring a shtar and you say the shtar is mezuyif? That's like staring the witnesses in the eye and saying that they're telling a lie. So you don't have the money. So maybe midirabbanan, they gave an amonis, if you tain a mezuyif, you know, on the level of their eyes, it doesn't make any sense. Not that if you tain a mezuyif, then we say, shtar sheni mekuyim is a chaspa bialma. No. If you tain a mezuyif, so then you have an amonis. Even though it's funny, you're saying my witnesses are telling a lie, it doesn't make sense. Midirabbanan, you have an amonis to tain. What's a nafkemina? Halacha lemaisa. So the nafkemina, what's a nafkemina? What's the nature of the din of mezuyif, that if the loy b'tain is mezuyif, then the malva has to make a kiyam ashtar before he collects. Is it that we gave namonis to the loy b'tain is mezuyif, even though minatar doesn't make sense, or is it that we made a declaration that shtar sheni mekuyim is chaspa b'yam? So you'll say the major nafkemina would be, the main nafkemina would be, if the whole story is flipped over. I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, and you have a shtar, a shaver, that says parua. And I say a shaver is mezuyif. The opposite. I say the shaver is mezuyif. So the one is Tani Mezuyif is the Malveh, and he's Tani Mezuyif Lehoitzi Mamin Men Aloyveh. Normally, when you talk about Mezuyif, the Aloyveh Tani is Mezuyif against the Shtar Halvor. So the Aloyveh is Muchzik in his money. So Shaykh to say Shtar Shani Mekoyim is Chaspi B'Halma. Okay. Shaykh to say the other side, that Midi Rabbanah, they gave them monies to the Aloyveh, the Tani Mezuyif, because he's Muchzik on his money. So if he has a Tani, so he gave them monies. On the level of their eyes, it does make sense that he should have the monies to say Mezuyif. That's like the monies to say that my two witnesses are telling a lie. He doesn't have the monies, but not Torah on that. And with the Rabbanon, they said he does have the monies. If the loiva will tie him mezuyif against the shtar, they gave him the monies. But that only makes sense if the loiva is muchzak on the money, so they gave him the monies, so he's neman lahachzik the money in his pocket. But now if the whole case is flipped backwards, the other case, I have a shtar that says you owe me $1,000, you say, yeah, that's ancient history. I have a shtar, the loiva says, I have a shtar that says it's paid up. And the Malveh screams that it's mezuyif. So if you say shtar sheni mekoyim is chaspa bi'alma, so the shofar of the loiveh is worthless. And the Malveh shtar, the loiveh admitted that the Malveh shtar is authentic. He's not screaming mezuyif, he's masking that it's authentic. And the loiveh shtar is eni mekoyim, so it's chaspa bi'alma. So the loiveh has to pay again. But if you say they never made such a takana de rabbana, that a shtar sheni mekoyim is a chaspa bi'alma, the takana de rabbana was that the loiv is neman to say mizuyif. So I understand the loiv is neman lahachzik, but bari v'shem ala bari yarif lahotzi, and the man is baldim etanos, is no good lahotzi mammon from a muchzik, it's only good lahachzik. So the loiv would be believed to say mizuyif keneged the shtar halva, not that the malva should be believed to say mizuyif against the shoiver. So this is a beferishi gemara, the end of the first perek in Bav Metzia, that the gemara says, what's the Lashon HaGemara? It's a Beferish Gemara, but it's unclear what the words in the Gemara mean. The Gemara talks there about Simpo. The Gemara talks here, Les Dav Chof Alef Menal. The Gemara says, if Simpon Shiesh Olav Edim is Kain Bechay Samach, it's a Brisa. It appears in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph and over here in Bav Metzia Chaf Aleph Lamed Aleph. So the Rishonim have a Machlekes. The Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says Simpon means a Shofar. And what do the Brisa say? Mean the Malveh has a Shtar Halvah, the Loiva has a Shofar, and the Malveh says that the Shofar is Mezuyif. So the Brisa says simpon. The word simpon means something that cancels something else. So a shoiver cancels the power of a shtar. And the Gemara talks in other mesiftas and ksuvas. The Gemara talks a man gets married to a girl, and then it turns out that she had a plastic eye. It turns out that she has a wooden leg, and he didn't know. When he went on dates, he didn't know. So the Gemara says if the girl has a major mum, and that cancels the kedushin, so that's called a simpon. Or if you buy an ebed kanaini. So the Gemara talks about simpon bavadim. I bought an Ebek 9 and it turns out that he has some kind of a sickness or something that I didn't know about. So simpon is anything that cancels something else. So simpon by a shtar halva means a shoiver. And simpon by a marriage means the girl has a major mum. So Rashi says simpon simply means a shoiver. And the Brisa says shoiver means the loiv is holding on to the shoiver. So Rashi reads the Gemara, simpon sheyesh olav edim, he has a shoiver that has edim. And the Malveh says that it's mezuyif. It's kain bechaysamav. You have to make a kiyum. So Rashi clearly understood the Gemara that shtar sheni mekoyim is chaspa bi'alma. If you say shtar sheni mekoyim is chaspa bi'alma, it's not that you advance a tainev of mezuyif. Here, let's say when someone comes after the shiva, he comes to the yisaimim. The gangster comes. Tosfos gave the case to L'shafka Skai L'choberi. What's the case they're talking about? A man comes to the children after the father dies, and he makes a whole forgery, and he writes a shtar that says that the father gave him his whole business. Father sold me the whole business, and I paid for it already. So everyone will be able to clean out. They'll take all the home away, the whole business away from the children. If Bezin is not going to tie in a mezuyif, so Tosfos said L'shafka Skai L'choberi. So Tosfos says, okay, in that case, that's an exception to the rule. Why did Tosfos have to drei akob about? Tosfos assumes mezuyif is a milsa l'shchicha, just like nenzul is a milsa l'shchicha. He shouldn't say tainyene. So mezuyif is a milsa l'shchicha. So he really never should tainy mezuyif. But in certain cases, you'll have no brer because of Shafkas Chayla Hoperia. So we have to bend over backwards, and you have to break the rules, and we have to say Tanin and Mizuyev, even though it's a Nosla Shchicha. Why do they have to go such a route? They should have said Pashit. Mizuyev is not that you need a Taina Mizuyev. The Takana de Rabbana was that the Shtar Shani Mekoyim is Chaspa B'Yalma. The answer is that that's what Rashi holds. Rashi says that a Simpon Shiesh Olavedim is Kain B'Chay Samav. It can't be that the Malva has Namonis the Taina against the Shoiver of the Loiva that is Mizuyev. Namonis Baldim B'Tanosa Lahoitzi from the Loiva. Make him pay a second time. So Rashi understands that the Takana de Rabbana that you always need Kiyum is because they made a Takana that the Shtar Shani Mekoyim is Chaspa B'Yalma. But Taisa doesn't hold like that. If you look at the Taisa in Sanhedrin, Taisa says, why doesn't it say Shaver? Why does it say Simpon? The Taisa says the Shaver and Simpon are two different things. A Shaver is when it's Biyad HaLoiva. If the Loiva has the Shtar Shaver that says that it's Parua, then Taisa holds you don't have to make a Kiyum on that. Because the Takana the Rabbanan that you need Kiyum HaShtar is that they gave Namonis to the Loiva to Taina Mizuyev. They're not going to give the monas to the malvah to tainim mizuyif against the shayva of the loiva, and the monas baldim etanosa lahotzi from amuchsim. That's ridiculous. So Taisa says no. The reason why the brayser talks about simpom, it means a different shot. It means that I'm the malvah, and I do big business. I do business with so many different people. I have to keep files. I can't keep everything on my head. So I have different files, different deals with Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Everyone has a different file. So one file I have a shtar halvoya. And I have in the same file a simpon. That's why it's not called a shoiver. Shoiver means if the loiva is holding onto it. Simpon means it's tachas yad hamalve. It's in the malva's office. So a shtar only gives a hagodah say this if there's tvisas bala shtar. If the loiva is holding onto a shoiver, then the shoiver says, it gives a hagodah say this, that is parua. If the malva is holding onto the shoiver, it doesn't give a hagodah say this. So it's meaningless. So that's what the Braisa says, simpon shiyesh olavedim, if they find a shoiver that's with chasimus on it, in the file of the malveh, so it doesn't give a hagodah say this. So it says, is kain b'chaisamav. Call in the Edom and ask him, do they remember that the chayv was paid up? Maybe the chayv was never paid up. Maybe the malveh prepared a shayver in advance, like kaisam shtal loiv af pishen malveh imo. So kaisam shayver la malveh af pishen loiv imo. Maybe the malveh had the Edom sign a shayver and he put it away. In the event that the loiva will come to pay him the $100, I'll have a shtar ready to give it back. So that's how Taisus reads the Gemara. Because Taisus couldn't have, Taisus does not agree with Rashi. If the shoiva would be biyad haloiva, then you wouldn't say iskai mechesomov. Why should you say iskai mechesomov? There is no such din that a shtar sheni mekuyim is a chaspa bialma. The halacha is that the loiva has namonis to taina mezuya from the rabbanon. And I've heard there's no such namonis, but the rabbanon has namonis to taina mezuya. Even though it doesn't make sense. It's like staring the Edom in the eye and say, you're lying. He doesn't have the money to say they're lying. He's the Baldover. How do they have the money? So I mean, the Rabbanon, they said he does have the money, but that the money is only going to be lahachzik if the Loiva says, not if the Malva says about the Sheva that he's holding on to. So this Tosis in Gittin, that Beis Amin Aleph, the Tosis is assuming for Dover Pashut that when someone Tainas Mezuyev, it's in the money to Taina Mezuyev. And they're discussing whether Bezin says Tainina na Mizuyev or not. And you say you shouldn't Tainina because Musla Lashkech Aloy Tainina. And sometimes you'll have to break the rules because otherwise it'll be Lashavka Sky Lachol Beri. This is all Tesis Lishitosam that they deny Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. They hold Mizuyev is a Namonis Baldim a Tainosai. And you have to come on to Tainina. And according to Rashi, the whole problem doesn't exist at all. It's not an issue of Tainina na the Musla Lashkech with Mizuyev. Ashtar Shani Mekuyim is a Chaspa Bial. So I think. These are two major points in the Tosfos. One is that the Tosfos develops their sheet on what Tanina means against the Ramban. Totally two different worlds of understanding what Tanina is all about. Tosfos says it's a din in psak halacha that the Bezin should consider the possibility of the Baldin having advanced such a Tanina. And the Ramban says no, Tanina means that the Bezin advances the Tanina. And then the other issue is that Tosfos is clearly assuming that the Taninon that Mizuyev is a Nemonis Baldim Etainosim Ede Rabban. It's not that they made a Takona, Shtar Sheni Mekoyim is a Chaspa B'Yalm. And Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi is the one who says that Simpon means the same as a Shaver, and it's Biyad Haloiva, and still it says that you have to be Mekayme. It can't be that they gave Nemonis to the Malvit, the Taina Mizuyev against the Shaver of the Loiva. Nemonis Baldim Etainosim Lehotzi Momon from a Muchsak, that's impossible. So it must be that that it's a Takona de Rabban, that a Shtar Sheni Mekoyim is a Chaspa B'Yalm. It's a complicated topic, but it's kedai to go through. You should go through the whole Gemara and Bava Basra with the Ramban. The Ramban is very short, very compact. Okay.
It's anyone who works to the hacker based in hacker? It's an ego that they could just be mafker the anyway? I mean, some that they'll make them go hard?